I woke in the first thin light of morning to a harsh sound. Brung, brung, brung. Jamie was still flat on his back, legs splayed, snoring. I took one of my revolvers from its holster, went out through the open cell door, and shambled toward that imperious sound. It was the jing-jang Sheriff Peavy had taken so much pride in. He wasn't there to answer it. He'd gone home to bed, and the office was empty. Standing there, bare-chested, with a gun in my hand and wearing nothing but the swabbies and slinkum I'd slept in, for it was hot in the cell, I took the listening cone off the wall, put the narrow end in my ear, and leaned close to the speaking tube. "Yes? Hello?" "Who the hell's this?" a voice screamed, so loud that it sent a nail of pain into the side of my head. There were jing-jangs in Gilead, perhaps as many as 100 that still worked, but none spoke so clear as this. I pulled the cone away, wincing, and could still hear the voice coming out of it. "Hello? Hello? God's curse this fucking thing! Hello?" "I hear you," I said. "Lower thy voice, for your father's sake." "Who is this?" There was just enough drop in volume for me to put the listening cone a little closer to my ear, but not in it. I would not make that mistake twice. "A deputy." Jamie DeCurry and I were the farthest things in the world from that, but simplest is usually best. Always best, I wot, when speaking with a panicky man on a jing-jang. "Where's Sheriff Peavy?" "At home, with his wife. It isn't yet 5 o'clock, I reckon. Now tell me who you are, where you're speaking from, and what's happened." "It's Canfield of the Jefferson." "Of the Jefferson what?" I heard footsteps behind me and turned, half raising my revolver. But it was only Jamie, with his hair standing up in sleep spikes all over his head. He was holding his own gun and had gotten into his jeans, although his feet were yet bare. "The Jefferson Ranch, you great grotting idiot! You need to get the sheriff out here and gin-gin. Everyone's dead. Jefferson, his family, the cookie, all the proddies. Blood from one end to other." "How many?" I asked. "Maybe 15? Maybe 20? Who can tell?" Canfield of the Jefferson began to sob. "They're all in pieces. Whatever it was did for 'em left the two dogs, Rosie and Mosey. They was in there. We had to shoot 'em. They was lapping up the blood and eating the brains."